A grand town in Berlin, eye to eye to four. A large mahogany table sitting a horseshoe shade draped in green felt. Around the table sit about 14 men, and 14 men in formal wear representing European nations. The year is 1884. We are in Berlin, Germany, at the infamous Berlin West African Conference. Here, European powers have gathered to carve up the continent Africa. These men, driven by a thirst for resources and fueled by the ideology of colonialism, will decide the fate of millions for decades to come. Notice the black map of Africa. It represents a continent rich in resources, diverse in cultures, and unknown to most of these men. It's the Congo River Basin, teeming with ivory and rubber. The vast savannas of East Africa, promising fertile land and potential trade routes. Gentlemen, we must establish clear guidelines for claiming territories. Uncontrolled competition will only lead to conflict. Indeed, Chancellor France has long-standing interests on the western coast. The British Empire, of course, has a responsibility to civilize these uncharted territories. They argue, they bargain, they draw invisible lines on a map. These lines will become national borders, separating ethnicities, disrupting trade routes, and sowing the seeds of future.